Hey, hey, hey. Crikey, that sounded corny AF. Welcome to the Immigrants, Mother in Europe podcast. What's it like living in a foreign land, raising kids in a culture foreign to you, navigating the complexities of a new culture with no help? I'm Yaira Tay Thompson, and I'll be sharing my world and experiences with you.
Hi, and welcome to the Immigrants, Mother in Europe podcast. So today's episode is going to be a mini sermon, okay? I started out not intending to preach, but as I started to write this blog post, I ended up with a podcast episode as well. So I've decided to just go with the spirit and put both versions out. We're going to be talking about training our children today. Let's talk about Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, okay? Train your child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Amen. I am pretty sure at one point or another, Christian parents, and look, I'm no exception, would have preferred if this particular scripture said, raise your children to be moral, upright, God-fearing, church-going humans. Make sure they never forget their Bible verses, are always at Sunday school, participate in summer camp with the church every year, and all of that. Enforce your rules and regulations with consistency and discipline. Teach them to pray and make sure they have a redeeming knowledge of Jesus Christ. Remember, your children will rebel at various times in their life, but they will always come back to the Lord, but only if you raise them right. But Proverbs 22:6 is far more than just some idealistic view of scripture, right? Now, as parents to a total of 5 children and 1 heavenly angel, my husband and I will be the first to admit that we are often the ones in training. When my first son was born, I was so in tune to his every cry and whine. We were in the hospital for a week after his delivery. And if I tell you that I was terrified to do something as routine as take a shower. And look, although this precious babe was asleep most of the time in that first week, I kept wondering, what if he woke up and started crying whilst I was in the shower or getting my meal or washing my hands, you know? So I would rush to take a shower early in the morning before my husband had to go to work. Or I would wait until he came back to the hospital late in the afternoon and was with his baby, and then I'll go take my bath. The anxiety was gripping, and I treated this perfect little gift I had received from God like glass. I was very terrified of doing anything that would even remotely scar his mind, body, and soul. And it's not as if that has changed much 5 years down the line. Right.
You are listening to the Immigrant Mother in Europe podcast. Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
Now you see, raising children is an important assignment, a special mission. It's a high calling. I have 3 boys, and each one of them is unique. I tease my husband a lot that he gave me the same child 3 times because they look so identical as babies, and as they grow up, it's wild. And it's uncanny how much they look like each other. It's like I have identical triplets at different ages, but they could not be any different than they are. Children cannot be raised with a formulaic approach. You can raise your children the same way in the same environment and they will still turn out totally different. It isn't because they're trying to be difficult or easy, worse or better. No, it's simply because your children are inherently different and they respond differently and in their own way to influences. So a lot of people talk about parenting being an on-the-job learning experience. And although that might be true to an extent, parents need to stop underrating the importance of training for the high calling of parenting. To give adequate training to our children requires us to be trained ourselves to be parents. Now, would you trust a regular Josephine on the street with your health when she's not had any training to be a doctor? No. And that is the same approach we have to take with the parenting journey. The best approach to raising the best children we could possibly have is to be teachable parents ourselves. We need to learn to adapt to parenting styles that are child-centered and specific to each of our children and their temperaments.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just look for Immigrant Mother in Europe in the search box. Click.
I get complaints and worries from some of my coaching clients about how their kids seem to not want to listen to them and refuse to do as they say. I always tell them that children will do as you do and not as you say. You cannot be eating a tub of ice cream and tell your child to eat her veggies and expect her to listen and obey because you said so. Think about this. If your children want to be like you, is that a good thing? Would you encourage them to? Would you be proud of them? Right. Your children learn how to love by watching how you love. They learn to respond to crisis, navigate life, and all of that by watching how you do the same. Our job as parents is to coach and guide our children and allow God to do the work He has intended for them. And as we coach our children, we shouldn't have unrealistic expectations for and of them. We shouldn't compare them with others. We should try our utmost to bring out the best in them, and we should give them loads of affirmation and praise. In guiding children and the way they should go, we need to set reasonable boundaries, and without these, there is dysfunction and chaos in the home. Now, overly permissive parents, more often than not, cause children to rebel, and without boundaries, your children are in charge of your home. As parents, part of our task is to enforce accountability. Children need to know that their parents mean what they say and are consistent in following through with their guidance. In more ways than one, kids and pets are similar in the routines and guidance you give them, right? As parents, we need to learn how our kids think, spend adequate time with them, be consistent with them, and also be patient with them.
You are listening to the Immigrant Mother in Europe podcast. Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
Children that are intentionally trained and guided with purpose almost always follow through on their parents' training. And even when they're old, they still remember this early training. Whether they make it their lifestyle is a whole other story altogether. Now, how many times have we heard someone say, "I remember doing so-and-so as a child"? And although they may not still be in that habit, they remember, and that is the point of proper and consistent guidance. We're not supposed to train up a child in the way we as parents want them to go, but rather to train up a child in the way he or she should go. The choices our children make when they come of age are theirs to make and not ours. They are responsible for these choices. As a parent, you can only do your part of the job and let them fulfill their purpose. Parents who have been superstars in guiding and giving to these children should not be loaded down with guilt for not doing an adequate job of parenting.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just look for Immigrant Mother in Europe in the search box. Click.
My name is Yaira Tay Thompson. This has been the Immigrant Mother in Europe podcast. And whilst I take off my pastoral robes, I do bid you to go follow on every social media platform you're on, Immigrant Mother in Europe, because I put out content for you. Until next time, it's bye. Thank you for joining me this week on the Immigrant Mother in Europe podcast. Make sure to visit www.immigrantmotherineurope.com and subscribe to the show anywhere you stream your podcast. Be sure to tune in next week for a new episode of the Immigrant Mother in Europe podcast. I'm Yaira T. Thompson.
So lucky.